1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 68 degrees outside, expecting a high near 76, under partly sunny skies, maybe a slight shower or thunderstorm chance out there later on this Friday. A Milwaukee man who had been accused last year of dealing drugs in Sheboygan County will stay in jail during his federal court case on charges that he took young women to serve as prostitutes in the North Dakota oil fields. Mike Kinzel has more.
Federal Magistrate Judge Charles Miller of Bismarck said no yesterday to releasing 31-year-old Lavelle Doerr on bond. The judge said Doerr is a risk to the community. If he's released, he might flee to avoid future court proceedings. The investigation began in April when Sheboygan police informed the FBI Doerr had possibly taken three women away against their will and that he used drugs and violence to keep them in line. Prosecutors said one woman was kept in a dog kennel for a number of days after she broke one of his rules. The FBI said Doerr also maintained pit bulls in the Milwaukee area as part of a dog fighting ring. He was arrested in Bismarck last week. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Police are offering more insight into what led up to at least one of the killings that ended with two bodies in suitcases in the town of Geneva. John Meerdink has that story.
It wasn't a random killing. That's what police in Minnesota believe in reference to at least one of the two killings to which Stephen Zelich has confessed. Police in Rochester, Minnesota say Zelich had a previous relationship with his second victim, Laura Simonson.
Laura and Mr. Zelich were not strangers. They had a previous relationship through the internet.
A criminal complaint says Zelich admitted to killing both victims discovered in the suitcases. He's facing two counts for hiding a corpse.
And he is scheduled to be in court later today. A father in Glendale is in custody after allegedly shooting both of his sons, killing one. Eric Rillert has details.
The shooting happened inside a home near Teresa and Sunset in Glendale.
It was a domestic situation, father shooting his two sons.
Glendale Police Officer Joel Dean describes the scene when he arrived.
We found the victims together, one attending to the other, and at that point one of our officers tried to perform CPR on the one victim that seemed to be a life-threatening situation at that point.
CPR was unsuccessful, and the 20-year-old died on the scene, while the 15-year-old was transported to Children's Hospital, where he's listed in stable condition. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Police in Milwaukee say a feud between neighbors led to a shooting that left five people seriously hurt on the city's north side. It happened yesterday afternoon. An officer may have saved a 27-year-old woman's life when he arrived at the scene. Police Chief Ed Flynn explained.
She was shot in the leg and her femoral artery was affected. One of our police officers, a veteran of Afghanistan, applied his department-issued tourniquet and stopped the bleeding. He was kept alive long enough to be transported to the hospital.
Four others were hospitalized with gunshot wounds. People in the area are concerned violent crime in the city will only increase as the summer heats up. President Obama is slamming congressional Republicans today. Speaking in Minneapolis, Obama said, "They don't do anything except block me and call me names." Obama chided plans by House Republicans to sue him over his frequent use of executive actions.
I mean, I might have said in the heat of the moment during one of these debates, I want to raise the minimum wage, so sue me when I do. But I didn't think they were going to take it literally.
He also blasted them for blocking a hike in the minimum wage, equal pay for equal work, and an extension of long-term unemployment benefits. A Manitowoc man charged with child neglect after his 3-year-old son was found alone riding his tricycle in the street on the city's northeast side. Police say the toddler was seen on the road about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. The person who found the child brought him to his home and notified police. About an hour later, police were able to locate the boy's parents. The 3-year-old's father had fallen asleep while caring for his son and an infant. When some older siblings returned home, they discovered the toddler missing and the infant unharmed and playing alone. Police say alcohol was a factor in the incident. Governor Scott Walker says a prosecutor's statement yesterday helps set the record straight about his denials of involvement in the latest John Doe allegations.
Now you've got the special prosecutor's attorney, again, I think, further setting the record straight.
Randall Crocker, an attorney for prosecutor Francis Schmitz, said Schmitz never meant to imply that the governor broke campaign laws in an alleged plot to coordinate GOP recall campaigns through a dozen outside conservative groups. The statement also said Walker was not a target in the probe. At a campaign stop yesterday, Walker said his camp did not ask Crocker to issue the statement, and he's not involved in any negotiations to settle the now stalled John Doe probe. Former U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Rick Santorum has endorsed State Senator and U.S. House candidate Glenn Grothman for Tom Petrie's House seat. Grothman announced the endorsement yesterday and said he is honored. In a statement, Santorum said he is supporting Grothman because he has the bold leadership skills that Congress needs and has the courage and the conviction to stand up for conservative values. Grothman faces State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan and State Assemblyman Dewey Strobel of Saukville in the August 12th Republican primary. With the 4th of July just a week away, authorities are stepping up enforcement efforts to nab drunk boaters. Starting today, Operation Dry Water begins on waters in the Green Bay area. It's the sixth year in a row that the U.S. Coast Guard, the state DNR, and local sheriffs and police agencies are teaming up to stop drunks on the water. In Wisconsin, the legal limit for boater intoxication is the same as that on the highways, 0.8. As for your forecast, a nice day expected today. We do have a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny, low high near 76. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 61 as the humidity picks up. And for your weekend, highs should be in the low 80s, but both days, chances of showers and thunderstorms more prevalent on Sunday. Currently 68 degrees outside as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.